The Altamont Theater is one of Asheville's most celebrated music venues, and the people who own it say they're being forced to close at the end of the year. Now, this is going to sound a little convoluted. The original owners of the Altamont, husband and wife Brian and Tiffany Lee, still own the brick building that houses the theater on Church Street. That building also features two floors of condos above the theater. The current owners of the theater say the Lees want to add more condos there. That means the theater has to go. Sam Katz, one of the Altamont's current owners, apparently learned of the Altamont's fate some time ago, as he revealed in a note he sent early Thursday morning to the Altamont's email subscribers. Katz wrote, quote, "This is not what we want, and we were very surprised and devastated to receive the news." He added, "There is nothing we can do to save the place. To say that we are incredibly bummed out would be an understatement." None of the principals involved responded Thursday to calls and emails requesting details. The Altamont only came into existence 7 years ago, but its impact on local music is profound. This is because the Altamont isn't a typical bar or club, but what musicians here call a listening room. That means people who go to shows there aren't chatting with friends or looking at their phones. They're paying attention to the music. People who most appreciate local music voted it best listening room in Western North Carolina 5 of the last 6 years. Asheville's only other noted listening rooms are the Isis Music Hall and Gray Eagle. Ashley Heath is an Americana artist and longtime Asheville musician who has performed about a half dozen shows at the Altamont, including her gig as the opening act just last night for Sean McConnell. She responded this way to news of the pending end of the Altamont.
What a bummer, dude. Oh, man.
Heath says the Altamont's intimacy stands apart.
The people are literally sitting, like, right in front of you. It's very personal and close. The uniqueness of being in that room is connecting with someone on a real level, because ultimately that's what we're trying to do, right? And now it's just more competition to get into the two other ones.
For now, it appears the Altamont's current mix of folk, blues, roots rock, tribute shows, and even what is billed this Sunday as a, quote, family circus experience will continue unabated at least through 2017. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.